I'll be telling you about wonderful artists performing in your area so you can go check them out for yourselves and have some fun. Because life's all about having fun. Am I right? Hello, everyone. This is week 3 of Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California at radio.dominican.edu. Today I have a very fun show for you all. This episode will feature a very special group, a well-known rap group and hip-hop sensation. This is actually the first rap group and the first hip-hop group that has been featured on this show, and I'm so excited to announce that the group I'm talking about is The Roots. Now, the group formed back in 1987 and began to spread their hip-hop and neo-soul sound around the world. As of now, they have released 10 studio albums and 2 collaborative albums. You may have even seen them on NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, where they performed as the house band, or maybe you've even seen them recently on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, where they currently play as the house band. They hail from Philadelphia, and the group was originally formed by Amir Questlove Thompson and Tariq Black Thought, who actually attended the same high school. After forming their band and going through a series of full name changes, they decided to name themselves The Square Roots. But because another band had the same name, they dropped The Square and changed their name simply to The Roots to avoid any legal issues. The Roots released their first album back in 1993 and called it Organics. That's Organics with an X. They released the album on their own and sold it independently, but it ended up being so good and created so much talk and buzz around their new style of hip-hop that they began to receive offers from music labels, and eventually they decided to sign with DGC as their record label. When they performed at the Montreal Jazz Festival, they met beatboxer Razelle and producer Scott Scorch, who were also touring as guests during the festival, and actually ended up joining The Roots in 1995. To date, they have won 3 Grammys and 2 NAACP Image Awards. They've also been nominated for an MTV2 Award, as well as 2 BET Awards and an MTVU Woody Award. The Roots' first album was released under DGC as their music label. The first album under that label was titled Do You Want More? On September 24th, 1996, they released their third studio album, Illadelph Half-Life. Get it? Illadelph, like Philadelphia, because that's where they are originally from. Anywho, Illadelph Half-Life ended up being their first album to be in the top 40 of the Billboard 200 charts. Clones, one of their songs off of that album, was their first single to reach the top 5 on rap charts. That album is extremely imaginative and features soulful artists. You may even know of a few of them. They've contributed everyone from D'Angelo, David Murray, Steve Coleman, Graham Haynes, and many more. There are a lot of well-known artists who have contributed to that album. Once again, the one I'm talking about was their first one released under DGC and was titled Illadelph Half-Life. The current members of the band are Tariq Trotter, aka Black Thought, who is the rapper, Amir Thompson, a.k.a. Questlove, who's the drummer, keyboard player Kamal Gray, F. Knuckles on percussion, Captain Kirk Douglas on guitar, Damon Bryson, a.k.a. Tuba Gooding Jr. on sousaphone, Mark Kelly on bass, and then another keyboard player named James Poyser. The artists are not restricted to the Roots by any means. You may have even caught them working on music projects aside from that group. They do a lot of stuff outside of the Roots. Each of them has their own creative image that they're not just restricted to being a part of the Roots. They have many other musical projects outside of them, and you can find a lot of them online, check them out. Many of them are producers, they play multiple instruments, they're really talented, and none of them are restricted to one instrument or one talent or skill. These are very talented musicians and artists who have a wide range of things that they can do in the studio and behind the scenes, in front of the cameras. They can really do it all. Their most recent album, And Then You Shoot Your Cousin, is what it was titled, was released back in 2012. I know when you first hear the album title, it can be a bit bothersome, but they actually do have a great message behind that album, and I'll end up telling you guys a little bit more about that later on during the show. They haven't released any more albums since that one, which, as I said, was released back in 2010. But since then, they've still been playing their music, performing, touring, and as I mentioned earlier, they play as the house band on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. So if you're a fan of Jimmy Fallon, you've probably already heard their music, you know who they are, and maybe you've even seen them live. Although they are such an amazing group of hardworking, talented artists, it's hard to hit the top when you don't fit the stigma of what a rap group should be. For those who have listened to their music, you know that their songs are about love, loss, joy, and true life experiences. Unlike a lot of songs which are produced today in the rap industry, the Roots produce music with depth and meaning. I hate to say that, but it's true, at least in my opinion, and I'm sure a lot will agree with me. It's easy to connect with their stuff when they're talking about things that pretty much everyone can relate to. Plus, they don't feel the need to use excessive foul language to get their points across or portray themselves as hardcore. Honestly, I would have to say that their work is some of the classiest rap I've ever been exposed to, and I applaud them for rapping about real issues, happy or sad, that people can actually relate to and listen to without feeling worse about themselves afterwards. There are so many rappers nowadays who rap about things that they know absolutely nothing about, and just, you know, they do it just to make a hit single and to have some extra cash in their pockets. But like I said, the Roots don't do that. Their music is pure and from the heart, and you can tell that they take their music very seriously, and it's an emotional release for them and also for their listeners. I'm sure that's what many music lovers are looking for, you know, a group of artists who make songs that are relatable and touching, but are still funky, soulful, and catchy, something that you can sing along to and feel good about, but at the same time, you can relate to it. So right now, as usual, this is about time where we get into our first song of the day. This one is titled The Next Movement. It's one of their funkier sounding songs, and you can hear the mix of their hip-hop and R&B soul influences. The Next Movement is off of their album titled Things Fall Apart, which was released back in 1999. Things Fall Apart is their fourth album, and you can hear that they were way ahead of the game during their time. Like I said, this is back in 1999, but when you listen to the song, it sounds like something that may have been released today. In our day and age, rappers are still trying to emulate this sound, and you can tell that a lot of musicians, especially in the hip-hop industry, are inspired by the Roots. A lot of rappers and artists, like I said, who are inspired and influenced by this group, vibe off of their sound and try to do something similar. So without any further ado, once again, this song is titled The Next Movement, and it is by The Roots. You are listening to it here on Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
And yes, y'all, you are now in tune to the sound of the legendary Foundation. Stop what you're doing and set it in motion. It's the next movement. You listen and stop what you're doing and set it in motion. It's the next movement. We got the ha-ha music, the ha music, the ha-ha music, ha music, the ha-ha music, the ha music, the ha-ha music, ha music. Yo, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2,
this how we usually start. Once again, it's the thought, the Dalai Lama of the mic, the prime minister thought. This directed to whoever and listening frames. Yo, the whole state of things in the world about to change. Black rain falling from the sky looks strange. The ghetto was red hot, we stepping on flame. Yo, it's inflation on the price for fame, and it was all the same. But then the antidote came, the black thought, ill syllabus out the fifth. This heavyweight rap, I'm about to lift like a father lift up his seed to sunlight. I plug in the mic, draw like a gunfight. I never use a cordless or stand applaudless. Sipping chlorophyll out of ill silver gauntlets. I'm like a faucet, monopolies the object. There ain't no way to cut this tap, you got to get wet. Your head is throbbing and I ain't said shit. The roots prove the next movement. Come on. And yes, y'all, you are now in tune to the sounds of the legendary Foundation. Check it out. Come on. You go, hey, you listen and stop what you're doing and set it in motion. It's the next movement. You listen and stop what you're doing and set it in motion. It's the next movement. We got the ha ha music, the ha music, the ha ha music, ha music, the ha ha music, the ha music, the ha ha music, ha music. Word up, the formation of words to fit. That's what I usually disturb you with. A lot of rappers never heard of this. I know half the time it is. You doubt the ill effect, what could you accomplish? Whether they skywriting your name or you anonymous. You be speechless for singing sinuses. The roots royal highnesses through your monitors. I choke my crown, then blow down a dime I kiss. You need to buy a CD and stop rewinding this. I'm the finalist, shining like a rugged amethyst. And at your music conference, I'm the panelist. Listen close to my poetry, I examine this like an analyst. To see if you can handle it.
Check it out.
You got the groove. MCs, freeze, stand still. Nobody move unless you're dealing with the next movement. The P5D, we be the mind you, man. I live my life nice, but I'm not true, man. You theatrical as a four-way pay. This ain't rent. 100% straight out the basement. Spreading this across the planet on some next y'all. How many people feeling this love music? Come on.
Stop what you're doing and set it in motion. It's the next move. We got the ha-ha music, the ha music, 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 the ha music.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for staying tuned. This is Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. You just listened to a song titled The Next Movement by The Roots. That was a good one, wasn't it? It was pretty funky. It's from their album Things Fall Apart, which was their fourth album released back in 1999. You can hear how advanced their style of hip-hop was way back in the 90s. Rappers today are still trying to emulate that style of music. If you're a fan of hip-hop, or even if you watch The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, then you probably already know who The Roots are. Even if you're not a fan of either hip-hop or Jimmy Fallon, well, I'm sure you've at least heard of The Roots since they've been huge hip-hop sensations and doing their thing for literally decades now. So right now, we need to take our first break, but I will be back for more info, with more info on Wonderful Genius, that is The Roots, plus I'll be letting you know when they will be performing here in the Bay Area. So please stay tuned for that, and remember, you are listening to Bay Area Beats with me, DJ Keeks. Music around the Bay here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California on radio.dominican.edu.
Three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have.
You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day, making love all night. First you're up, then you're down, and in between. Oh, I really wanna know, what do you mean? Said you're running out of time, what do you mean? Oh, 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 what do you mean? Better make up your mind, what do you mean? Y'all for protective where I'm leaving. Trying to compromise, but I can't win. You wanna make a point, but you keep preaching. You had me from the start, won't let this end. First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. What do you mean? Your mind, what do you mean?
We are back. You are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for staying tuned to my second segment of the show. For those of you who are just now tuning in, this episode of Bay Area Beats is featuring the wonderful sounds of hip-hop and neo-soul music moguls, The Roots, who have made their claim to fame by creating honest and soulful rap music. Their music is so unique and imaginative, and I've honestly never heard another artist or group of artists who can do what they do the way that they do it. They've been able to combine hip-hop with soul and jazz so perfectly to the point where it just flows smoothly, you know what I mean? There are some artists who try to fuse genres together, but it ends up sounding like they tried too hard, and it just doesn't end up working out in the long haul. But The Roots figured it out early on in the game. And like I said, they started doing their thing back in the 80s. So they were way ahead of their time. And the best part is that their sound has just continued to develop over the years. I could go on and on and on and on about their musical mastery and genius, but we've made it to a vital part of the show and my personal favorite part, where I tell you when and where my special featured guests will be performing right here in the Bay. So The Roots will be performing in our very own Bay Area at the end of this month. To be more specific, they will be performing in San Francisco on Wednesday, October 21st at The Warfield. The address for The Warfield is 982 Market Street, and once again, that is in San Francisco. The Warfield is an extremely amazing venue, and I know a lot of people who are going to want to see this show, so you should probably go get your tickets as soon as possible. Tickets are currently on sale, and you can find them online at livenation.com, ticketmaster.com, or stubhub.com. All three websites are selling tickets, so if you want to go see that show, I suggest you purchase your tickets now, because The Roots are very well known, and I'm sure that tickets are selling fast. Like I mentioned earlier, they've been doing their thing literally for decades now, so they have a lot of diehard fans who listen to them religiously and go to as many shows as possible. Once again, that show will be on Wednesday, October 21st at The Warfield, which is located at 982 Market Street in San Francisco. Go get your tickets now if you want to be a part of that. So right now, I feel the need to talk about Questlove, because I'm sure that even if you don't know much about The Roots, you've heard of Questlove. Sometimes you may see his name written with a question mark in place of the letter Q, but like I was saying, even if you're not super familiar with his work, I'm willing to bet that you've at least heard his name, or maybe you've even witnessed some of his work outside from The Roots. As I mentioned earlier in the first segment, his birth name is Amir Kalib Thompson, and he's the drummer of the band. He's easily recognizable due to his look, which includes a big afro and glasses. What a lot of people don't know about him, however, is that his talent isn't limited, and he can play a range of different instruments. He's also a DJ, producer, and a musical journalist. His talents aren't just limited to drums, and I think it's really refreshing to see an artist who has the skills to work behind the scenes as well as in front of the mic and camera, because that's something that's often taken for granted in the music industry. Questlove has produced songs for countless number of famous artists such as John Legend, D'Angelo, Common, Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, Jay-Z, Al Green, Amy Winehouse. I mean, the list really does go on and on. So right now seems like a good time to get into song number two of the day, which is titled You Got Me. This song is off of The Roots album Things Fall Apart, which was released back in 1999. And ended up putting them on the charts. You Got Me features the soulful vocals of well-known singer Erykah Badu. So that is coming up right now. Once again, it's titled You Got Me by The Roots featuring Erykah Badu and is off of The Roots album Things Fall Apart. Remember, that's the album that really put them on the charts. So stay tuned right now for that, right here on Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks, Music Around the Bay. Here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, at radio.dominican.edu.
This planet was small. We used to live in the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Says she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She says she loved my show in Paris at Elysee Montmartre and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart, intent to shatter. She like, that shit don't matter when I get home. Get at her through letter phone. Whatever, let's link, let's get together. Shit, you think not? Think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling her is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop. And keep telling you, telling her, yeah. Always catching a flight, and sometimes I got to be out at the height of the night, and that's when she flipping get on some old.
Another lonely night, seem like I'm on the side, you only loving your mind. I know you got to get that paper, daddy, keep that shit tight, but yo, I need some sort of love in my life, you dig me? While politicking with my sister from New York City, she said she know this ball player, and he think I'm pretty side. I'm playing, boo, you know it's just what you want, staying, boo, and when cats be robbing game, I don't hear what they saying, boo, when you out there in the world, I'm still your girl. With all my glasses, I don't have the time for life's thrills. So when you sweating on stage, think of me when you rhyme. And don't be listening to your homies, they
yeah, so what you saying, I can trust you.
Is you crazy? You my king for real. But sometimes relationships get ill, no doubt.
And that rat could be that cool cat that's whispering, she trying to play you for the fool, black. If something's on your chest, then let it be known. See, I'm not your every 5 minutes all on the phone. And on the topic of trust, it's just a matter of fact that people bite back and fracture what's intact, and they'll forever be. I ain't on some, oh, I'm a celebrity, I deal with the real. So if it's artificial, let it be. I seen people caught in love like whirlwinds, listening to these squads and listening to girlfriends. That's exactly the point where they whole world ends. Lies come in, that's where the drama begins.
If you were worried about where I've been or who I saw, what club I went to with my homies, baby, don't worry, you know.
Welcome back, and thank you for staying tuned with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. You're listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, and the song you just heard was called You Got Me, featuring Erykah Badu, and was off of the Roots album Things Fall Apart. Things Fall Apart was their breakthrough album, and they collaborated with a lot of artists like Common, Erykah Badu, as you just heard, Jill Scott, Eve, and many more. You Got Me, the song that I just played for you guys, was released off of that album and actually won Best Rap Performance by a duo or group at the 42nd Annual Grammy Awards. It's refreshing that a rap group is receiving recognition and winning awards without having to fit the derogatory, stereotypical rapper like I mentioned earlier. Their lyrics aren't cushioned with cuss words every few seconds, and they don't feel the need to belittle women to make themselves seem more macho. I really applaud that. For those who want to go to this show, I've been talking about the hip-hop sensation, Roots, for those of you who have just tuned in. They will be performing in San Francisco on the 21st of this month. That show will take place at the Warfield, which is located at 982 Market Street, and is a theater hall style venue which sits up to 2,300 people. Obviously, for artists as well known as the Roots, a huge venue is necessary. And that just goes to show just how loved, respected, and appreciated they are by fans of the hip-hop and neo-soul community. Tickets for that show are currently on sale and can be found at Ticketmaster.com, LiveNation.com, or on StubHub.com. Get them while you can, because the 21st will be here before you know it, and you don't want to be that person who goes online to purchase your seats just to see that the show is already sold out. So once again, if you want to go see the Roots, they will be performing at the Warfield on the 21st of this month, which is a Wednesday. Go get your tickets on Ticketmaster.com, LiveNation.com, or StubHub.com. It's time for another break. Please stay tuned for my third and final segment of Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay. This is DJ Keeks, and you can only catch my show here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, on radio.dominican.edu.
Oh dear, what is it?
I've spontaneously combusted.
Oh, I am sorry.
Radio.dominican.edu, Penguin Radio.
Now, usually I don't do this, but go ahead on, break them off with a little previews of the remix. Now, I'm not trying to be rude, but hey, pretty girl, I'm feeling you. The way you do the things you do reminds me of my Lexus cool. That's why I'm all up in your grill, trying to get you to a hotel. You must be a football coach, the way you got me playing the field. So, baby, give me that, and let me give you that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they say I'm ready? It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Bounce, 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 bounce. Now it's like murder, she rolled. Once I get you out them clothes, privacy's on the door. But still they can hear you screaming more. Girl, I'm feeling what you're feeling. No more hoping and wishing. I'm about to take my key and stick it in the ignition. So give me that, let me give you that. Running her hands through my fro, bouncing on 24s. Why they saying I'm ready? It's the remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama ruling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Crystal pop, Stepping in the stretch navigator. We got food everywhere as if the party was catered. We got fellas to my left, honeys on my right. We bring them both together. We got jukin' all night. Then after the show is the
after party.
Yeah. And
after the party is the
hotel lobby.
Yeah.
Around about four, you gotta
clear the lobby.
Then yeah. Take it to your room and
somebody.
Can I get her?
Toot,
toot. Can I get her?
Beep, beep.
Running her hands through my fro.
Yeah.
Bouncing on 24.
Come on,
why they say
it?
Ready is the remix to ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body. Got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. I'm like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend. Baby, I'm about to have some fun. Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen.
Yeah.
Mama rolling that body, got every man in here wishing. Sipping on coke and rum.
Yeah.
I'm like, so what? I'm drunk.
Uh-huh.
It's the freaking weekend, baby.
Yeah.
I'm about to have me some fun.
Come on, girl, we off in this Jeep. Morgan windows up, last in the radio. In the back of my truck, bouncing up and down.
Thank you for staying tuned. You are listening to Bay Area Beats with me, DJ Keeks. This is Music Around the Bay, and this is on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, here on radio.dominican.edu. If you're just now tuning in, let me give you a little update on where we are. This episode of Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, is featuring hip-hop and rap sensation, The Roots. If you don't know who they are, please stay tuned to catch some of their music here, and who knows, you may even be a fan by the end of my third segment. They will be performing at the Warfield in San Francisco later this month, on Wednesday the 21st. If you want to see them do their thing live, it's not too late to get your tickets. Tickets can be purchased on livenation.com or stubhub.com. The show will take place at the Warfield, which is an amazing venue. I mean, it's truly magnificent. It's a theater-style venue that sits up to 2,300 people. So that just goes to show how many people love this group and want to see them perform live. My personal theory is that you can always tell the status of an artist or band by the type of venues they perform at. Now, you can't necessarily tell their level of artistry from that because they may be an up-and-coming artist on the rise, but if someone is performing at a huge venue like the Warfield, I think it's pretty safe to say and to assume that it's because they have a huge following of fans. Once again, the Warfield is located at 982 Market Street in San Francisco, and the show will be on Wednesday, October 21st. That is later this month. I mentioned this earlier, but I'll say it again because I think it's really impressive. As to date, The Roots have released 10, yes, 10 studio albums, with their album Things Fall Apart, which really was the one that put them on the charts. Back in 2014, they released an album titled And Then You Shoot Your Cousin. I know it sounds disturbing, but when you really listen to the album, you'll end up amazed at how deep these guys get with their artistry. Black Thought, one of the members of the group, stated that the album is, and I'm quoting here, a satirical look at violence in hip-hop and American society overall. Throughout the history of rap and hip-hop, and also just history of America, violence, especially gun violence, has been and continues to be prevalent, and it's just really sad. You can look at Biggie and Tupac, for example, two amazingly talented hip-hop artists who lost their lives way too soon due to gun violence. even to this day, it's hard to turn on the news without hearing about a shooting that took place in some part of the world. A really recent and relevant example that you all may have already heard of is the incident of the Oregon shooting that happened last week. And it's extremely sad, disheartening, and terrifying. For those of you who haven't heard much about the incident, last week a gunman opened fire at a community college in Oregon and killed 9 people. 9 more were injured, and later investigators discovered 13 weapons connected to the killer. This was just last week. It's an extremely sad and tragic story, and my heart goes out to the victims as well as their families and friends. I'd actually like to have a small moment of silence in their honor and ask you all to send a prayer or good vibes to those who are hurting from the incident. Thank you. So events like those are extremely sad and more frequent than most of us would like to admit. The Roots' last album released, titled And Then You Shoot Your Cousin, brings light to the issue of violence here in America. So kudos to them for making music about something that's so important and prevalent and has taken and affected the lives of so many people. It's really an important issue that's happening everywhere in our very own backyards, and it cannot be ignored anymore. And the fact that they took the time to create an album that brings awareness to this issue and really makes you think about it it's a big achievement, and I think it's a big step up for artists in the rap industry, because a lot of times they are associated as the people who are, I hate to use the word thugs, but that's what a lot of people believe, and they're going around doing crimes and creating violence. So to have a rap group, and a very well-known rap group who has been in the industry for years, for decades, to step up and stand against violence is really amazing and really inspiring. And I hope a lot of artists take note of this and realize that you don't have to sell yourself out to make a dollar. You can rap about things that are real and genuine and still make great music from it. And it can get people thinking. It doesn't have to be an empty song with no real meaning behind it. You can have songs and art that touches people and still makes them want to dance at the same time. So right now, I think we're just about ready to go into our third and final song of the day. This song is a classic, but isn't necessarily by The Roots. You may have heard of it. You may have actually heard it already. It's called Wake Up Everybody. And the original version was recorded by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, which was later re-recorded by R&B and soul singer-songwriter Tendi Pendergrass. The Roots collaborated with John Legend on the song and featured singer Melanie Fiona and rapper Common. The collaborative album is titled Wake Up and was released back in 2010. So we're going to get into that right now. Once again, the song you're about to hear is titled Wake Up Everybody, and it is being performed by The Roots and John Legend, featuring Melanie Fiona and Common. Remember that you are listening to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay, with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead.
The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, yeah. Change again, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hell. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. Oh. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Oh yeah. Just you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's the God hour, the morning I wake up. Just for the breath of life, I thank my maker. My mom say I come from hustlers and shakers. My mind building on skyscrapers and acres. He said, take us back to where we belong. I try to write a song as sweet as the Psalms. Though I'm the type to bear arms and wear my heart on my sleeve. Even when I fail in God, I believe. Read the days and weave through the maze. And the seasons so amazing. Feed them and raise them. Seasons are aging. Earthquakes, wars and rumors. I want us to get by, but we more than consumers. We more than shooters. More than looters, created in his image, so God lived through us. And even in this generation, living through computers, only love can reboot us.
Oh,
come on.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. Oh, wake up, everybody, yeah.
So I need a little help,
I need a little help. Oh, I need a little help, come on, come on. I need a little help, y'all. Can't do it alone.
Hello and welcome back, everyone. And thank you for staying tuned to Bay Area Beats, music around the Bay with me, DJ Keeks, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Remember that Penguin Radio is the official radio station of Dominican University of California. The song I just played for you was titled Wake Up Everybody. As you just heard, that was a collaborative piece that the Roots did with John Legend, who has a very distinct voice. It's easy to know when John Legend is on the radio. You can just tell that it's him right away. Also on that track were Melanie Fiona and a fellow rapper, Common. All of them are extremely amazing and talented artists. It's no wonder that they chose to work together to recreate such a famous classic by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, which was later re-recorded by the late and great Teddy Pendergrass. A fun fact about that song And I'm talking about the version that The Roots did with John Legend featuring Melanie, Fiona, and Common, is that it was nominated for a Grammy Award under the category of Best Rap / Song Collaboration back in 2011. The song was released on September 21st, 2010, under their collaborative album titled Wake Up. 2 days after the album dropped, the artists went on to publicize it with a live concert, which was held at Terminal 5 in New York City. Of course, The Roots performed their work with John Legend since they released their album together, but Jennifer Hudson was also a part of the live concert event, which was streamed on YouTube. I have had so much fun with this show, telling you guys about The Roots and their upcoming shows. If you weren't a fan of them before this episode of Bay Area Beats, hopefully you are now. Remember, they will be performing at the Warfield on Wednesday, October 21st. The Warfield is located at 982 Market Street in San Francisco. Now, if you can't wait until Wednesday, the 21st of this month, to go hear some live music, I completely understand that. Just know that there are some shows coming up that you can check out in the meantime. One of them is actually a band that I dedicated my very first episode of Bay Area Beats, Music Around the Bay, to. The name of that band is Hiatus Coyote, and they will be performing at the Fillmore in San Francisco tomorrow night. The address to the Fillmore is 1805 Geary Boulevard, and once again, that is over in San Francisco. They're an extremely amazing band, and I know that you would love them, especially if you got the chance to see and hear them live. I've seen them perform 2 times already, so tomorrow night's show will be number 3 for me. I'm so excited to see them do their thing again, and I joke around to my friends and I tell them that I'm ready for the 3rd best night of my life, because the first 2 shows were the first 2 best nights. Once again, they will be performing at the Fillmore, which is located at 1805 Geary Boulevard in San Francisco. You can buy your tickets for the show at livenation.com or on stubhub.com. The doors for that show will open at 7 p.m. and the show will start at 8, so I hope to see you there. Another fun event that's coming up before The Roots will be performing out here is the Treasure Island Music Festival. That will be held on Saturday, October 17th, and Sunday, October 18th. It's a really fun 2-day festival with a huge lineup, and for those of you who don't know, Treasure Island is also in San Francisco. The event is a bit pricey, but when you think about it, it's worth the cash. There are tons of artists who will be performing at the festival. Azalea Banks was actually on the lineup, but dropped out of the festival last minute due to, quote, unforeseen circumstances. I know she's a hit right now, and she's been in the media for a few different reasons, so it would have been fun to see her perform, but there will be a lot of other super fun artists there, so I wouldn't worry too much about that. Like I said, there's going to be a huge lineup, and it's festival style, outdoors, at Treasure Island in San Francisco. What more could you ask for? It's going to be a really nice event. It's going to be huge. If you want to get a good spot there, you'd probably need to show up early and purchase your tickets, because it is a very well-known event, and loads of people go there every year. It is a 2-day event, as I mentioned. So once again, the Treasure Island Music Festival will be held on Treasure Island in San Francisco on Saturday, October 17th, and Sunday, October 18th. You can purchase your tickets online for the festival at Ticketmaster.com. Now, there's one more performance that I want to mention. I think this one is really cool and really fun, and I actually found out about it right before I came on air to do my show. The Democratic National Committee is holding a concert at the Warfield. That's the same place where the Roots will be performing. And they are having President Barack Obama as a special guest. Kanye West will be performing, and that concert is going to be held to support the Democratic Hope Fund. That will be on Saturday, October 10th. That is coming up really fast, you guys. Today is the 5th, and that will be on the 10th. It is an all ages welcome event. Just like Treasure Island, tickets are kind of pricey, so hopefully you've saved up for that, and you can buy those tickets at axs.com or stubhub.com. It sounds like it's going to be a really fun event. Kanye West is such a character, whether you love him or hate him. A lot of people are, you know, talking about him running for president, but no matter what Kanye West does, and no matter how he may come off as a person, you can't deny the fact that the man is a great rapper. Plus, aside from Kanye West, who doesn't want to see President Obama live and in the flesh? Once again, that will be at the Warfield, which is located at 982 Market Street in San Francisco. I've talked about that place a lot throughout this segment, since that is where the Roots will be performing. It seats up to 2,300 people. It's a huge theater-style venue. It's very nice, pretty historic. That will take place on Saturday, October 10th. So if you want to go to that show, go to axs.com or stubhub.com, or you can Google the Democratic National Committee concert and that should come up. Those are all of the announcements I have left for this week's show, but I promise that I will have some other great shows for you in the weeks to come. I hope that you've had as much fun as I have, and please tune in next week and the week after that, plus the week after that, to see which artists will be performing in our very own Bay Area next. There's honestly nothing quite as satisfying as going to see an amazing artist or group of artists perform live. This is Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks, Music Around the Bay, and you are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.
You've been listening to Bay Area Beats with DJ Keeks. Music around the Bay, here on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Tune in each day for different shows from Dominican students right here at radio.dominican.edu. Wow.